Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
For Mary Magdalene, having been filled with demons, to willingly go into a place of the dead was spiritually risky for her.
Wow.
But there she was. And so what we see in Mary Magdalene is a faithfulness that knows no bounds. You know, John 6:66 says, the disciples all fell away, but not these women.
Yeah.
Jesus definitely loved women and wanted to set them free. But they actually go in, and they saw a young man dressed, so that tells us about what he looked like. He had a face, he had limbs, dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side. And they were, subtle humor of the Bible, alarmed. They were alarmed, yeah, completely taken aback, scared out of their minds, might be right. He was like lightning, his clothes were white as snow, and of course, the guards flipped out, everybody's flipped out, the women fall down with their faces to the ground, and then the angel says, do not be afraid, to which I'm thinking, too late. It's just too late for that. And then he says, for I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. Make no mistake, he was crucified, he was dead, and he was buried, but this happy news, he is not here. So the stone couldn't hold him, death couldn't hold him, Satan couldn't hold him, and the angel couldn't hold the good news. One more minute, he has risen. So with that marvelous news, the women are so excited. They hurry back to see the disciples. I love this. And the guys don't believe them. The words seem to them like nonsense. But Mary Magdalene so bravely goes to the two guys at the top, goes to Peter, goes to John, and says, come back with me. Come see. They bravely go. They stick their heads in. Yep, he's not here. And then they go home. Isn't that interesting? They go home, not Mary. She stands by the tomb. She is crying. She looks in, and now there are two angels there. And they say something different. Why are you crying? And here's that very personal thing you mentioned. They've taken my Lord away, my Lord, and I don't know where they've put him. Okay, so she's still looking for a dead body. God bless her soul. Here's what I love about Jesus. Even if we don't get it all right, if we are looking for him, we will find him.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.